This is an Arrow News Touch and Go for May 29, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. If your weekend plans include attending an air show, you're not alone. ICAST, the International Council of Air Shows, reports that despite the economy, or perhaps because of it, families are choosing air shows, in some cases in lieu of theme parks or vacations, for their superior bang for buck. A show May 16th and 17th at Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort in South Carolina had heavy rains on Sunday, but near-record crowds on Saturday. That same weekend, the Joint Services Open House at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland welcomed huge crowds despite threatening weather. Over Memorial Day weekend, the New York Air Show at Jones Beach and the Naval Air Station Patuxent River Air Show in Maryland saw record or near-record crowds. ICAST has issued national press releases, which have resulted in feature stories in several major newspapers around the country, highlighting the entertainment value represented by air shows. The U.S. Navy Blue Angels Demo Team, the holy grail for anyone booking acts at an air show, has also been a big draw at the Museum of Naval Aviation on Pensacola Naval Air Station, where weekly Tuesday and Wednesday practices draw thousands to listen to a museum narrator describe the maneuvers. But the Navy announced this week it will cut Tuesday practices to conserve expenses. Bob Rasmussen, a retired Navy captain, former Blue Angel, and the museum's director, tells the Miami Herald he fears the move will hurt the museum's attendance, but is confident it won't endanger the pilots or airshow crowds elsewhere. Quote, "The longer you do this in the course of an airshow season, the more proficient you normally are. After you've done it for several months, day in and day out, it becomes almost second nature." Unquote. Airshow organizers will tell you many shows succeed or fail based on the presence of an elite military jet team, and the Blue Angels are the one the public knows best. The Navy evaluates hundreds of requests every year, considers each show's value to its recruiting efforts, and announces the following year's schedule each December. The 12th Annual Virginia Regional Festival of Flight is set for this weekend at Suffolk Executive Airport. Organizers say the weather looks good and they're hoping for a good turnout after having to change the event's name, home city, and weekend all within a few years. In addition to all the activities and instructional forums you'd expect at a heritage EAA-style fly-in, the FAA will present workshops geared toward pilots flying around the nation's capital. Air Security in the National Capital Region is the title, and the timing couldn't be more appropriate. Three GA pilots busted the P-40 TFR around Camp David over the Memorial Day weekend. It's not a formal air show or fly-in, but plenty of Los Angelinos have been squinting skyward to see an unusual sight, a Zeppelin. Airship Ventures says its Eureka airship is back home now at San Francisco's Moffett Field after a five-day tour of the Los Angeles area. The company says that within 48 hours of arriving in Southern California, Eureka sold out all of her seats for more than 40 flights, carrying almost 500 passengers to an unparalleled view of the world below. The last time a Zeppelin overflew Los Angeles was 1929. In honor of the Eureka's visit, Los Angeles County declared May 24th Airship Day. This has been an Arrow News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Arrow briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. When NIMBYs attack, it never ends for Volcaria. Spaceship Two's rocket engine passes its first tests. And Deja Vu, it's son of Skybus. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell gets insight into the direction and priorities of the recently formed Society of Aviation and Flight Educators from its new chairman, 2004 National Instructor of the Year Doug Stewart. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.